Okay, we're in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. We finished Sif Beis. We still have two more Piskei Tshuvas before we start Gimel. We're talking about the Chamar Medina, and we said, what's the priority of the drink that people are given? So we said again, beer and whiskey and liquor is the top category. Tea or coffee, that's sweet, is the second category. Natural fruit juices is the third category. Then we said the milk was the fourth category, brought to you by the Orach HaShulchan and other commentaries. However, as Sam pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah, just a line we skipped over there, categorically said not milk, but that's okay. I mean, the Orach HaShulchan, we always take the Orach HaShulchan over the Mishnah Berurah. But anyway, so milk is still acceptable. All right, anyway, the next thing he said is, except water is not. Okay. What if a person made Avdala on what he thought was wine, and at the end it was revealed that the wine was damaged and spoiled and really would not fit for a bracha? Or let's say there was, or it was water instead, or let's say he found out that the wine was Yayin Nesech, or whatever, the wine was no good. He has to repeat Avdala on the wine with Hashem's name, and not with besamim, not the bracha on the besamim, not on the candle. And again, he has to make a bracha on the wine. He has to make the bracha of Avdallah and a bracha on the wine, if it was that mistake. Okay. What else? He should at least drink a mole lugmav of this, which is rov reviz. Although initially we said you should drink a reviz. If you don't drink a full cheek, you're not yotze. And again, we said lechachili should drink the revis complete and in one shot, so you don't get into a suffix of a bracha achrona. But if you drank less than a cheekful, or even more than a cheekful, but you took a long time to drink it, you have not fulfilled the obligation of Havdalah. Okay. At all. But the truth is, there's a big confusion in the poskim, and we find opinions who hold that even though regarding Kiddush, drinking a cheekful will hold you back from fulfilling the mitzvah. But there are certain poskim hold that's not the case by Havdalah, and it's like any other law of where kos is required, such as benching, a bris, marriage, where really, according to the letter of the law, in these cases, you're yotze if you just have a little taste. Interesting. So they want to say that Havdalah is the same thing. Obviously, the kos has to hold the revis, and there's a revis of wine in it, because then everybody agrees you're not yotzi. But many says it's okay if you just have a little taste. Benching, bris, and a marriage. Even if you have a little taste, you're yotzi. So some say the same thing should be with Havdalah, a little taste, you're yotzi. And therefore, bidyeved, or in a pressed situation, if you don't drink a cheekful, just have a taste, you don't have to repeat the Havdalah. Safek brachas lakula. Want to be machmir? Hear Avdallah from somebody else who hasn't made it yet and hear it from him. And certainly, it goes without saying that a person can drink a little bit and give the rest for somebody else, even a cotton who heard from him, to drink the cheekful. Okay? And according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even if you don't drink any and the second person drinks, it's okay, lichat chilo. Even if the second guy already was Yotze Havdalah, still it's okay to give him the drink. Wow, that just, he's just have a mind to your bar per goffin. Okay. All right. Now, how about if you made Avdola and before you're able to drink it, you're about the whole cup spilled out before you drink anything? Or let's say you spoke between the Avdola and the Bracha and drinking it. So if you still had in mind about the Avdola, you don't make another, you make another Bari Pregov, another wine, and you drink it. You don't have to say the whole Avdola over. Okay. That's that. We move now to Sif Gimel. Im ein lo yayin velo shechar ushar mashkim. What if you have no wine, no beer, no other drinks at all? Yesh omrim shemuta lachal. Some say you could now eat if you want. Remember we said you don't eat till you make Avdola, but if you weren't able to make Avdola, some say you can eat. If he anticipates that he'll find something that is acceptable as a drink tomorrow, he shouldn't eat until he makes Avdola the next day. Okay. That's good. Wow, it's a long one. V'im ein lo ela kos echad. What if he only has one cup? V'ein mitzap b'shul mocher, and he's not expecting somebody to come tomorrow. Now, the question is, you only have one cup of wine left for the end of Shabbos, and you need a cup for benching, and you need a cup for Avdala. So, mutav sheyochol kodem sheyavdil. Better for him to eat before he makes Havdala. V'yavorech alav birchas amazon, bench on that. V'achekach yavdol alav, then make Havdala in it. V'mash yavorech birchas amazon, below kos. It's better to do that than to bench without a cup of wine. Diver moment to birchas amazon to una kos. According to those opinions who say that benching needs a cup of wine. Okay, however, I guess he's talking about from Malava Malka, not Shalashudas.
He's assuming you're washing.
But according to opinion, it says benching does not require a cup. Then lo yachal at shiavl, he shouldn't eat until he makes Avdala. Umayri speaking, shakosa lo hoya bel reviz, but since we're speaking where the cup only has one exact reviz, so there's no way to cheat on this. If it had anything plus a reviz, or a reviz plus a cheekful, right, you could drink a cheekful of Avdol and still have reviz left for benching. And also, kvar mosek b'dinah, it was already diluted according to what it could be diluted, and you can't dilute. So you may spill mayim yosef, put any more water in it, lohi relish, you couldn't drink it as a bari perek oven. Shimo ken, because if it wasn't like these two scenarios, that you could have added water, or you had a little bit more, divar kol karni, everybody, mavdol tli, make Avdol first. Drink a little, and add on to it, make a reviz, and to bench on that. Sif Kotten Tes Vav. So what, if you don't have the following, you don't have beer, or let's say you have beer, but that doesn't happen to be the national drink. Sifkat Yudzayin Shemutar Lo. So they're going in the first opinion now. Some say he's allowed to eat if he is not expecting. If he doesn't have anything, he could eat. If he doesn't have what to make Havdol on. When we come along, Sarach Shispal Tchila first. But either way, he still has to daven Marer first for Yomer Havdolah B'Chonin Adas. He has to say the Havdol in the Brach of Chonin Adas. Va'afal pikein still lo kishi yasig l'mocher kos, but what if he will, at least will find a cup of wine tomorrow? Chayav l'havdol kidin, you have to make a proper Avdola, as we'll see later in Simen Reish Sadi Tes. V'yesh rotzim lomer, there are those who want to say, shiyomer ato birchas ha'mavdol. Some say he should make the bracha of ha'mavdol below kos without a cup, but v'ein l'horos kum, we shouldn't rule that way. Yudches lechol, and then he can eat straight away, because he doesn't have any wine. The Gemara says that Meimar Iklola Asra V'lohoyelo Alma Lahavdil. The Retan in the Gemara, a Meimar, He came to a place and he didn't have what to make of Dolan. Volon betainis ad lamacher. He went to sleep fasting until the next day. Sfer late, because he must have felt like Ladeus, according to his opinion, to machmer last one. He was strict on himself, but that's not for regular people. So cut Yudesh, yil olamacher. He should, but if, so Yudesh says, there are those who say that if he anticipates it tomorrow, he shouldn't eat today. Haina baboker, meaning if the wine's coming tomorrow in the morning of all be'erev, but if it's not going to come till the next day at night, he's not required to wait that long. He'd be fasting 24 hours. And more so, even if the wine would come after chatzos the next day, you wouldn't have to wait that long. So if that's this opinion, the second opinion holds, you don't eat if you're expecting the wine tomorrow morning. Whoa, look at this. Even if Motzei Shabbos goes into Yontif, and Saturday night is the second day or first day of Yontif, and you don't have a cup of wine, you shouldn't eat if you don't have a cup. You have to eat a suit at night? Whoa, doesn't matter. Someone going to vom. Umairi, b'she'en lo pasca, we're assuming if you don't have bread either. Because then he could have made, remember we said, Kiddush and Avdol on bread. Already said, if you have bread, we said in Siv Beis, Shochel Avdala Pas, you could make a Kiddush and Havdalah on bread under those circumstances. Siv Kotten Chof Aleph, Ad Lamacher Shiavdo says you should wait until the next day to make Havdalah. We should be strict like this second opinion. Imlo Bottom Chalosh, unless the person's weak, Shekoshlo Hatainis said fasting is hard for him. Then he can rely on the first opinion. So really, you should wait till the next day unless you're weak and you need to eat. What's that going on? If he only has one cup of wine, he's not expecting any more. It's better for him to make havdalah on the wine and not have any cost for the benching afterwards. What if he anticipates another cup of wine tomorrow? Then the opinion is Yavdel Achshav Al Kosa make havdalah on this cup of wine. Ubachila, what about eating? Whoa! Yamtim Ad Lamacher, wait till tomorrow. Kadesh Varchal Kos Laman Domer De Berchas Amosu De Kos. That he will be able to bench with a cup of wine. According to the opinion, says you need to. Mi Amagan Avram Bereish Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis Chol Gazel. But the Ragan Avram argues on this. Okay. De bishvil kos berchas mosu, just to wait for a cup of wine for benching. So yilo eina mechuyev limno atz malachol. You don't have to refrain from eating. Chav gimel. But if you can have a little bit more than ravis, then chav gimel sheis menemat. Drink a little wine initially. Haine kamal ligmov a cheekful, and then chav dal mosu add on. Haine shims gomayim, add a little more water, and then you could use that for the havdalah. Piskei tshuva now. Very little. Please get you on this. Mishnah Berurah said you should be strict like the first opinion if you don't have any wine and to wait till the next day, unless you're a very weak person who can't fast, because then you could eat right away on Matzah Shabbos after Beik Havdol during davening. However, okay, if he forgot to say Havdol in davening and he ate, then he has to daven Marv again, the Shmon Esrei. And also, besides saying a tochan antanu in davening, he should say a nusach of Havdalah without Hashem's name. He should make a bracha on the besamim, bracha on the candle with Hashem's name. And next thing, when you get the cup of wine, he should say Havdalah without all the psukim beforehand and without making on the besamim or the candle. What if he's not a weak person? Then you shouldn't eat if you're anticipating the cup of wine tomorrow before chatzos. Okay, anyway, Baruch Hashem, we should thank Hashem that we never have to worry about these shilas. Only possibility would be if, let's say, you're on vacation and you're a more remote place and you don't have any, then it's a problem.
But the besamim and the candle never hold you back.
What?
Do the besamim and the candle ever hold you back if you don't have them?
No, because that's not the Ikar Havdalah. Well, he hasn't mentioned that yet. Sif Kotnehei. No, Dalet. Okay, there's no Piskei Tshuva on Dalet and Hay, so we can motor along. Misha Ein Yoram Asagas Liknos Yain Lekiddush L'Havdolah. Okay, what if you don't have enough wine for Kiddush and Havdolah for Shabbos? What should you do, guys? Yikn L'Havdolah. Then buy, just use it for Havdolah. Why? Mishum the Kiddush Hefsher Bas. Because you can make Kiddush on bread, but you can't make Havdolah on bread. So use the wine for Havdolah. Misha Brua Sivkot N'Chafei. Yikn L'Havdolah. Buy it for the Havdolah. This law was already brought tangentially earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. And look over there to Mishnah Berurah, what I wrote over there. Okay, that's it. Siv Hey. Im ein yado masagas litno shemen l'ner chanukah v'yayin l'avdola ner chanukah kodem. What if you only have enough money to buy lights for Hanukkah or wine for Havdalah? Hanukkah comes first. Mishavur Sivkot Nechafav, Ner Hanukkah Kodem. Why does the Hanukkah come first? Mishum Lepersume Nisav Arif. It's more important to publicize the mitzvah of Hanukkah. It takes priority. V'odikr mitzvah of Havdalah, Nuchal Chayim B'Tfilah. And the main mitzvah of Havdalah you can't fulfill with davening. While, what do you call it? Hanukkah candles can only be done with Hanukkah candles. Sif Vav, back upstairs. Okay, here we come now. Omer Havdalah Miyushov. The Shulchan Aruch says, you say Havdalah sitting down. Hagah says Ramah, V'yesh Omrim Umad. And there are those who say you do it standing up. The Shulchan Aruch source is a Tosfos in Brachos. The Ramor source is an Aguda and a Kolbo and an Ogur. And then Ramor says, V'chei Nogam in the Seinu, and that's the custom in our countries. V'chei Hayayim B'yamin, you hold the wine in the right hand, V'adas and the myrtle, I guess that's your besamim, B'smol on the left, M'vrach Hayayim make a brach on the wine. Then, V'shuv Notel Hadas B'yamin, then you take the das in your right hand, V'yayim B'smol on the wine in your left hand, M'vrach Hadas, make a brach on the Hadasim, and then umach shayayin lamino, and then you take the wine and put it back in your right hand. All right, this is a jam-packed halacha here. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mechafav. Miyushav, sitting down. Mayri, we're speaking. Keshemotzi lachem idechozos. When you're discharging other people from their obligation. Valkein kevin dechad poter chaver. Since one person is discharging another person, yeshem l'chulam lasos kavius. They shall make themselves a kavius to be set together. And when you're standing, love a kvius, that's not a kvius. But Yeshemim, what does the other opinion hold in the Ramah? Shilo de Kevin Shu Havoyas Hamelech. Since you're escorting the king out, Emilav Melamumud, you only escort by standing. I the problem of being together. It's good enough you invite everybody around the table, and you're all standing and having a mind to be Yotze. He holds it's good enough that once you've established yourselves to be yotze with the bracha of Dola, it also helps the kvias to be yotze and the bracha on the wine. Chavches, v'chei nogen Ramah says that's our custom. V'yaknahaz. Whoa. What about if it's a Motzi Shabbos? That's Yontif, where you have to say the Yak Nahaz, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdolah, Zman. V'kulyama Tov L'Varach Miyushav. Everyone says you should better to say it sitting, like any other Kiddush, as we learned already earlier. Okay. Chavtez, V'chaz Yayin B'yamin, hold the wine in your right hand. D'chein b'chol davashim v'rach lov tzarech lechos b'mino. B'shas ha'brach. Just like any other thing, you make a brach and you hold with your right hand to have more kavana, as we learned already earlier. Sifkan line, Vayayin, the small, and then when you make the bracha and the dasim, the wine is still in your hand. And you don't put it down. Because all the brachas have to be in a cup of wine. Okay? So, just a point of order that doesn't mention it. So, look at my hands. Let's say this is the cup of wine and this is the dasim. Okay? I'm going to do it the wrong way now. I'm going to do it the wrong way. You made the bracha on the wine. Okay, now you have to make the hadas. This is the wrong way. Put the cup down. then take the dasan right in, and then put the cup in your left hand. That's the wrong way, because you're not, you shouldn't put the cup down, period. So what's the right way? The right way is that when you make the bracha on the wine, then you put the summum down, the wine directly goes into the left hand, then you pick the das in the right hand.
Do you really need to hold the das in when you say the Borei Priya Gavan?
What?
Do you have to hold both?
Yes. That's what he said.
I know that's what he says.
So that's what you do. What's the problem? In other words, you never put the cup down.
No, that I know. I'm just wondering if you
so
have
you're
to
supposed,
hold it.
So you're supposed to hold it. Why not?
What? Because you're not saying the bracha yet.
But you got two hands. It should be right in your hand right away.
Okay.
You have two hands. All right, that he doesn't mention that, but that's an important point. Where are we now? Chesufkat Lamed Aleph, and Baruch HaDasim, make a bracha on the myrtle. Umenichon, then put it down. Then you look at your fingernails, and then you make the bracha while the cup is still in your hand, in your left hand, in your left hand. In other words, you still have the cup in the left hand, and only after you make the besamim, then will you shift it to your right hand. So remember, that cup goes to the left hand and stays there. Okay? Then put the wine in your right hand. You finish the havdalah. Is that the end of the Mishnah Berurahs? Yeah?
Yep.
All right, we'll leave the Piskei Tshuva. There's going to be tons of it, I imagine, for tomorrow. Yes, tons. Okay.